Om Shanti. So today is very nice topic, you know, subtle signals. You know, we are making effort, no doubt, but subtly what is happening inside, in our thoughts and in our attitude, internal, what conversation is going on in our mind. We have to really look at that. And what subtle interests we have, which comes from our old sanskars. I just give you one example so you will understand how it works. This is actually Dadi Gulzar's class to us once long time ago in Madhuban. So Dadi was telling us about sense organs, and eyes deceive the most. For example, two people are standing talking and my eyes look at them and thought comes, what are they talking? You know, this is how it works. Eyes first, then connection with mind, thoughts. Then how this old sanskar taking interest, what they are talking? And I walk and stand and start to listen. And when I am listening, this is how it is, old sanskara, interest to listen, awaken. Then they did not ask me my opinion, advice, but sanskar, interest, even to give advice, opinion. And then I walk. Later, my mind working on this, whatever I heard information, whatever I gave advice, suggestion, these thoughts are in the mind. And these thoughts block me to become double light. So the subtle hint is there, signal is there, that I must understand my old sanskar. What is interest in the old sanskar? That I should know, recognize it. And then only I can work on it. Otherwise, once Jagdish Bhai told that intellect, even divine, but sanskar speed is very forceful. Memories. So these old sanskar even overpower the intellect. They can rule divine intellect even. Without me knowing, old sanskar emerge. So the subtle signal from Baba is to work on this interest, what I still have in me, which comes out again and again in my Brahmin life. So fast effort means to be aware and not to use that old pattern. Because mind keeps impression of the past. And when you see the person, impression is awakened. This effort I asked once Dadi Janki. I was traveling with her, so I asked, what effort you make? She said, my effort? Not to use the past impression about anyone. So when I see someone, mind goes to the past and looks at that person with the same attitude, the same consciousness, with the same way. So to be aware, not to use the past impression. Now whatever someone treated me, I talked to them, whatever happened, the soul has that impression. So that is also comes in the fast effort. Not to use and also not to allow these, our old interest of Kali Yuga, which is in very subtle form in our memories, and they are awakened time to time. So third one is really to see what is happening in my attitude, vritti. You know, Baba calls it vritti. What kind of vritti I have, attitude I have. So smriti, consciousness, vritti, attitude, and then is drishti. And then the last one is kriti, action. So let's go first to the attitude. So Baba always tells us, right, to have a bhai-bhai attitude. So looking at others with that kind of really attitude that this soul is a tapasvi soul, Brahmin soul, farishta soul, to whomsoever I am looking at, that kind of vritti attitude for every soul is a subtle attention on the self. Otherwise, vritti, the pattern of thoughts, many old patterns will work. But the new signal from Baba for me, for my first effort, is really keep that purity in my attitude. Vritti mein pavitrata rakhna. And then it is, another one is called drishti. Drishti. So what kind of drishti I have? Do I see the avgun, defects of others? Or do I only see the virtues of others? It's very subtle, isn't it, inside. What is happening inside me? Where my attention goes? What kind of drishti I have for everyone? So look at their, Baba says, virtues, definitely. But yesterday Murli Baba talked about, the word in Hindi he used is, waste is called in Hindi vyarth. In the other word he used, ashubh. Ashubh is inauspicious, when you translate literally in English, isn't it? So, I am a Brahmin now. So, Brahmin is a positive energy, kalyankari energy. It is called beneficial energy. That is called Brahmin. It's not white clothes, badge, it is the energy, what I am producing, the words I am speaking, is it bringing shubh? Shubh means auspicious, uplifting. Shubh means really going, even that any soul, whosoever has given me sorrow in my life, mistreated me, and yet shubh, that I can only give beneficial shubh words, shubh drishti, shubh, you know, attitude. So that is the internal work. So what is for Brahmins shubh? Auspicious. In the Laukik world, vices. But we have become now so many years Brahmins. Away from the viciousness. Okay, the souls, Brahmin souls have come out from the viciousness, you know, anger, revenge, violence, you know, this kind of energy. So now we are Brahmin. So in Brahmin, what is inauspicious and what is auspicious? So going against, not following Shrimat is inauspicious, yes. Maybe we all are, not maybe, actually we are away from the vices. But am I following the elevated instruction of Baba, Shrimat? So when I am against, not against, but I am not following, you know, because of carelessness or laziness or really not alert. So that's what Baba said yesterday, that vyarth and ashubh. Vyarth is waste in English translation. And ashubh is inauspicious. For Brahmins, anything not following Shrimat is waste and inauspicious, ashubh. You know, in the Laukik world, I'm talking, you know, in Indian culture, if someone is a widow, they don't call that person in like weddings, you know, parties, you know, they think it's ashubh. You know, they think, no, isn't it bad omens, ashubh, you know. That is in the Laukik society system. She lost her husband, she lost all the, you know, respect. They make them feel guilt that you are a widow. And that's why Baba says, in golden age there is no widow. Everyone lives full age, enjoys that kind of life. So in Baba's work, when I am anything not following Shrimat, maybe some or another, somewhere energy is being used, either waste or ashubh. That subtle attention I need on my attitude, on my consciousness, on my drishti, on my action. Kriti, action. So during the day, I can do that work. If even something I listen, which is waste, let's say waste, but how I can change into shubh? Shubh. Positive is possible now, I think. Positive we can do, change. But shubh means uplifting. Uplifting means really helping that soul to come out from that suppression, that sorrow, that heaviness, that guilt which soul is going through. You know, that's why they speak ashubh, isn't it? When the soul is heavy, you know, inside. Because once I remember Dadi Gulzar was telling us in her class that when we don't follow Shrimat, we feel heavy, not double light. So the sign of heaviness is irritation and not contented inside. So the voice is reaction. The sound, answer, give back, or reaction is coming. So it shows there is something in the soul. I remember, you know, one soul, Dadi called that soul to ask something. And then that soul gave answer, but while walking, you know, ignoring, going, walking and talking. Dadi said, come, sit down, sit down. What is in your heart? Why you are behaving like this? In that soul opened up what that soul had, some suppression inside. Opened up. Dadi understood. And Dadi said, write this to Baba. Release yourself from that. Otherwise, even in this Brahmin life, again ashubh happening. That suppression also is full of ashubh. And that ashubh, inauspicious, coming out, discontented way, giving answer, and ignoring someone. Because to ignore someone will feel bad, isn't it? So another auspicious, not auspicious, inauspicious, ashubh is happening. So these are subtle signals, you know. So Vishwaratan Dada, he shared his experience. Just little things I'm telling you. These are things we have to be very careful during the day. So, for example, they go to the office of Brahma Baba, where Brahma Baba used to sit. You know, there is an office in Pandav Bhavan, Ishudadi. And there is a pen and paper. And Vishwaratandada said that when we used to go and sign the check, whatever, and Baba taught them, even the pen where you took, it should be kept there. Why? Because if you don't, and you just put there, the other person will come looking for the pen and cannot find, will have so many waste thoughts. These are waste thoughts. So waste thoughts or too many thoughts. What happened, where it is, you know? Even to cause these thoughts. In the Brahmin, you know, work, when we are doing service together, when we are living together, you know, so much subtle attention that I am not the instrument that the other soul is having any extra thoughts, waste thoughts, inauspicious thoughts. You know, they were very careful, daddies, I have seen. Very careful, not causing anything. Even delaying, you know, you ask someone to do something, you can see if that soul is giving excuse, you know, avoiding, you know, and not taking interest to do. And your mind is thinking, no? That soul is not genuine, giving excuses. That I am instrument for that soul to have those waste thoughts. So that's why the subtle effort is to really be aware, awake, alert, three things, you know, in our mind. And the other thing is, subtle effort, is to be wholly sworn through the intellect. Discern power. What is stone and what is jewel of knowledge? Intellect, discerning power. What is ashubh and what is shubh? Where is the profit? Where is the loss? Where is the charity? Where is the sin? This awareness is called discernment power. Discerning everything in our action, in our behavior, in our thoughts. So what is discernment power? The method is really, if I really want to have a beautiful holy swan intellect, to really see this difference of charity and sin during the day. I can do any action, I can speak anything, but that can be ordinary too, isn't it? Maybe not waste, maybe ordinary. But that also not will add in my stage, in my good karma. So that's why Baba says the subtle signal is to really have that discernment power. So what is the difference of sin and charity during the day? We have to keep in our awareness. I also want to tell you about Dadi Guzar. She gave class on that. She was saying three things you have to pay attention about karma during the day. Because charity is to uplift someone, isn't it? Laukik world give donation, money, build houses for poor people. But here in Gyan when we come, of course we are doing Baba's service. But the charity is really to uplift soul, uplift their consciousness. So the sin is definitely, we all know, body conscious. Very subtle body conscious. Ego or arrogance, very subtle, you know, at the back of the mind. Even though I am a Brahmin, but there is something at the back of the mind. Oh, I am very intelligent. You know, this is, again, isn't it? Very subtle body conscious which is ruling me. So that's where that subtle bondage or subtle whatever sin, whatever we call it, if it is affecting my intellect, that is what subtle level I can check and change. But one thing what Dadi Guzar told us during the day, she said to us, three things about karma you have to always pay attention during the day. Remember when we take 7 days course, we learned this. Whatever action I will do, others follow. I am example. So anything you are doing, you have to pay full attention, how you are sitting. Others will follow. How you are listening, others will follow. How you are eating, others will follow. How you are making effort, others will follow. Others are looking at you, there is a train behind you. Another thing about karma philosophy, she told us, be aware, whatever you are doing, you are the one who will receive the consequence, karan or uska parinam. Whatever I am doing, no one else. In very subtle level, I, the soul, only know. And especially during the day, whatever happened in your life, when you sit in the evening in meditation, you know your own story. Really, what is happening? For example, she said, in the morning, you had a confrontation with someone. And during the day, it's okay, you are doing many things, but you sit in the evening, that story comes back. You know, you reacted to someone, you spoke loudly to someone, you know, you disturbed someone, you know, you gave some sorrow to someone. Your story you know, no one will know. And that subtle effort is to be free from that story. Yeah. How will you do that? She asked us. In the morning, if something happens, just say sorry to that person. Release yourself. Say, I made a mistake. I'm so sorry. I should not have done like this. So release yourself from that. Otherwise this story will continue, because this is karmic account. Account is there, so you have to pay the bill. It's not that you will be released because you have done it. She said, then you are the one who will know what is happening inside you. So be connected with yourself, that what is happening, what story is going on. And when you sit in yoga in the evening, she says, that story will block you to go to Baba. It's very subtle work, no? The karma philosophy is not outside. It's the internal work. I am aware of it, what is happening inside me. You know, what story is going on? What noise is going on? We all know. Inside, what noise is there? So, be aware, she said, about the second principle of karma. Whatever I do, I will get the consequence. The first one is, whatever I do, others follow. Second is this one. Third one. The third one is, really, we do action, but is it powerful action or not? Powerful action is giving happiness to others. Sukh dena, sukh lena. Smart action. Because we have to accumulate in our account. The sign of accumulating good karma in our life is internally contentment, internal santushtita, and it will be shown through your face, you know, contented feelings. And when the words come out, it will be happiness, not discontentment, reaction, irritation, I don't like you, you know, ignore. All this is discontentment. So the action which is giving happiness, then receiving happiness. Because subtle efforts are internal, as we are talking about. You know? So, I really little bit explain more about the discernment. So the discernment is sin and charity. So charity is uplifting souls, consciousness. Sin is helping, this sin is mistakes, body conscious or ego, you know, very subtle. So I perform sin. Sin means mistake, then the result is heaviness. That is called sin. No? The other one is profit and loss. Now, discernment means what? Profit and loss. So what is profit? No, Baba says, labh hani ko dekho. No? As in my Brahmin life, where is the profit? Profit is in soul conscious stage, isn't it? And loss is in body conscious. If someone is arguing with you, is there profit if you argue back? No? It's a loss, isn't it? So Baba says, if someone is going into expansion, and you also go into expansion, is there profit or loss? Yeah, loss. So during the day, these things you have to discern. I just share with one new story also, discernment. You know, long time ago I was in one country. So this is another aspect of discernment. In the right time, giving cooperation, you know, is called discernment. So once Daddy asked me to prepare 10 questions for the gathering. So I prepared, so I gave. And then Daddy was observing me. Then I said, Daddy, these are questions you asked me, I prepared. Today you have a class, huh? Someone will ask you these questions. So I told her, someone will ask you questions, someone will translate. So she said, oh, do you have discernment power? I said, yeah. I thought discernment power is for destruction time. When destruction will happen, we have to discern. She said, no. During the day, every minute, you should have discernment power. I said, Dadi, explain to me please, what you mean? She said, you prepare the questions. You supposed to ask me. I said, why? Dadi, there is a translator for you. No, you prepared means you understood. 50% work is done, isn't it? The other person will study, understand again. So, half work you have done, you understood, and it is easy for you to cooperate at this time, 50% more. Then I realize, you know, I can, really my old sanskara can think, no, come in the form of thought, I have done my work, others will do half. So I did not discern right at that time. Dadi helped me. Now 50% you understood, you prepared question. Now you are asking someone else to understand and then translate. Now, discernment. Use discernment power every minute of your life. You cooperate. I said, okay Dadi, very good point, I understood now. Discernment is not, I thought for destruction time, discernment, what we will do. No, no, no. Now, every minute, are you cooperating? Sahyog dete hain. You know, someone asks you cooperation, Do you give cooperation from the heart? Or you think someone else will do it? I don't need to do it. That is not, she said, using right discernment. Did you get it? Yeah? Yeah. No, our mind goes, dusra kar lega. Hana? Means to that subtle level responsibility. This is how these dadis, why they were so fresh all the time. You know, why they were so generating that spiritual power. Because no mistakes during the day. No subtle mistakes. No ashubh. No vyarth. No waste. No inauspicious. Everything is with discernment power, doing accurate thinking, accurate vibration they are generating, and accurate words they are coming. What a income! Baba said other day, Murli, that your multi-million times fortune is being seen through your face and action. I was thinking about that, I said, Padma Padam, Bhagyashali Rekhaen. Baba said, your face will show, or your action will show. How? When we are discerning to do Shubh. Shubh, bahut achha shabd hai, ne? Shubh. Shubh means constantly beneficial. Main Atma hoon, I am a soul. What kind of soul? Beneficial energy soul. You know, I always remember Ma Bharat in India. In one of the episodes of Ma Bharat is that these Pandava, they are in the Lokik. You know, one year they were in the, kya kehte hain, Agyat Varsh, exile. And they were in the ordinary costume, not prince, princess, you know. So they were in, but their sanskara are beneficial. So when they go to market to buy vegetables, and they see poor person, they see anyone, they keep this hand like this. Kalyan bhav, kalyan bhav. Thus through words they say, kalyan. Kalyan means, let your old sorrow finished in your life. Let all obstacles finish in your life. That is the Pandava's consciousness. And they show this hand of giving vardhan, blessing. Huh? And who are we? We are on godly service actually, 24 hours a day. We are real Pandava. We are Brahmin. Brahmin not because of this costume. Brahmin work is happening here. 24 hours. Constantly giving these thoughts to others. Let their life also become free from obstacle. Whosoever is coming in front of you, let them also, let this soul also experience God's love. These beneficial thoughts, energy, touching them, uplifting them. They don't know, in Mahabharata they are not, these ordinary people did not know they are Pandavas. They are in ordinary dress, but they are giving experience to others. This is what they show in the episode. So when we go back to our discernment power, this is it. That during the day, we are working with Brahmin family, or we are going to the market, or we are working with in the Lokik job, we are with souls. With the 63 births, they have so many obstacles, difficulties in life. And we Brahmin, beneficial energy, kalyankari, that I am beneficial. Benefactor, no? Baba says, beneficial energy. Positive is different. Beneficial is different. Kalyan. The word Kalyan means no matter whosoever has done whatever, your energy of purity, auspicious, powerful energy will bring Kalyan to this soul. That soul also become free from all kind of difficulties. That is the seva. You know, once we were in one country, so, you know, someone left body in the car, you know, they are taking their body. Someone said, oh, this soul left body. So many people, right, on the street, they are taking them to funeral. So, I am a Brahmin. Discern, I am a Brahmin. I just say, someone left body. Just spoke, finish? No. What is my work there? 24 hours we are on service. Stay in silence. Stay in silence at that minute. No need to even say, we understand that soul has left. But what is my work? Discern. I, the soul, with Baba, giving this soul Baba's pure love and power. Just left, right? Just we say left. Finish my work? No. Discern in everything. My work is to give now there. You know? So there was one Brahmin, there were two drivers were fighting. And one Baba's child, Brahmin soul, saw two are fighting. So he said, Baba, maybe I bring unity in them. So he went, he told one brother, driver, how are you? And he calmed down. He told other, how are you? Calm down. And what is your problem? He helped them to solve. And he left. So discernment, right? So wherever you are, you go to market, you go to shopping, you stay in your beneficial energy. For example, even you smile, someone will get something from you. You know, there was one brother, he was using telephone card long time ago when the mobile phone was not there. His card fell and one Brahmin brother, he picked up and gave with smile. And that brother touched that this person helped me. And he asked, who are you? He said, I am a yogi. Yogi? You teach yoga? Yeah. You want to learn? The Brahmin brother said. He said, yes. So he gave him 7 days course and made him Brahmin. You understand? Everywhere there is a seva. I was with Dadi Janki few years ago, going to beautiful place, you know, in India, North Punjab. Beautiful, beautiful place. And so Dadi said, stop somewhere, you know, a resort. We stop. So she says, take out my bag. Where are badges, pens, blessing card, toli, you know. All of you bring food always. My bag. Okay, Dadi, we give you your bag. So he gave her bag. Dadi said, call the owner of this resort. So we call the owner of this resort and we say, our Dadi has come and, to your resort. And he was saying, so, you know, feel good. You know, Dadi is a spiritual person. And Dadi gave, you know, garland and some pen and toli. And Dadi gave inspiration to the owner. All these walls are empty. We will send you slogans, beautiful. And you put it there. So beautiful, huh? People will come get. And that brother said, Dadi, my grandfather, he is BK. He used to go to in Delhi center hoist the flag, he was, you know, some position. So Dadi, you know, they are really very alert, Baba's service. So Dadi gave him all beautiful slogans, Toli, everything, inspiration to put, connected with Delhi Center where his grandfather used to go. Dadi told me, oh, you call that center now. I called and Dadi said, talk now. They talk to each other and Dadi said, now pictures will come, you put. You see how Dadi taught us how to do service. While even, you know, just stopping 10-15 minutes, Dadi Janki told us, I don't know how all of you are doing service. This is how Baba taught us. She said to us, you know, with so much love, look, whole place, Baba's service there. The same way in one country, Dadi finished service. She says, change my ticket. I say, okay, we go to other country. I say, okay, we go. She says, there is someone waiting for me. They can catch maybe this, you know, vibration, so clear. I said, okay, Dadi. So we call that country, we are coming early. And as soon as we put the luggage, Dadi, you know, met someone. Shake, you know, hand. Dadi hold the hand, 1.5 hours, giving drishti to that soul. Because that soul had a very heavy account, Dadi knew, you know, and released that soul from that memory, that vibration which soul is carrying. And Dadi did not take any water, tea, we all are there, 1.5 hours. I experienced bodiless stage from that Dadi's, you know, yoga power. So you can see variety service. I know this is all comes from where? Discerning what soul needs, giving that. Because we are on godly service. Not just Brahmin, Amritvela we did, Murli we heard, traffic control we did, evening yoga we do, Maryadas, no problem, it's very good. But also we are on godly service, Ishvara Seva Pare. Any soul, any time, in front of you comes Brahmin or any soul. They all are souls. They all need something, you know. So we have to discern what they need and pick up the need. This is how Brahma Baba did, 24 hours a day. Baba had, you have heard Brahma Baba's stories? How Baba did? One story I want to tell you. Dadi told us these stories. I met Brahma Baba once, but Dadi told us. She said, in Mount Abu, once Baba invited all old mothers. But they all are from very good families. And they are coming, and on the way from Mount Abu, Abu Road to Mount Abu, road was broken. And they had to walk. And Baba, she said, Baba, Brahma Baba, you know, 11 p.m. waiting for these children, these mothers, to come, even with the towel and hot water, to wash their feet, give them comfort. They are walking. Eh? It's cold weather. You can imagine the love of Baba. Not go to sleep. Let them come. But when they arrive, when Baba waiting, Brahma Baba, big authority, not an ordinary soul, you know. One who really accomplished, you know, with so many powers. Look at the Baba's work happening in the world. So Brahma Baba, you know, the simple stool sitting, at that time nothing, no? In our yagya, many chairs or anything, just stool sitting with the towel and hot water. Dadi told us this story. I said, Dadi, how Baba understood seva? Eh? These mothers came and the Baba did this act and they felt so much love. And when they went back to their home, they told their husbands, so Baba did,
and they became also cooperative. You understand how Baba's service was. Many stories Dadi told us like this. One story more I want to tell you before you, and you are enjoying story, one story more. One story is very interesting. Because, you know, they knew how to touch souls, even distance. So, Dadi told us one story. She said the place where she was staying, you know, in India, that landlady said, Dadi now finished the lease and you know, Brahma Kumaris can vacate this place. Go. So she told Baba, because they used to ask everything to Baba. They don't do anything without checking with Baba. Dadis, you know. So she asked Baba, what shall I do? So you know how it is, interesting story. So Baba got one, wo kya kehte hain, murabba, jam. You know, apple jam. Because that owner of the house liked the murabba, jam. So Baba got it done in Madhuban, offered to Baba, Shri Baba, and made a bottle. And Baba said to Dadi Janki, you take it. And when she comes in the morning class, and you make one nice chapati, and you give to her. Eh? And when you give to her, Baba, Brahma Baba said, he will sit in yoga and give sakash, current. You see how they do service. So Baba sat in yoga. Dadi Janki prepared the nice chapati and jam, and with so much great love, and gave to this soul, and here Baba is doing seva. How they are doing, huh? So, while taking, she changed her mind. She says, Dadi, I go back and bring key back to give you. And Dadi told Baba, she is giving back the house. Eh? How they are doing this seva? You understand? On godly service we are. And these subtle, subtle things during the day, connecting souls with Shiv Baba. And here sitting in Sakash, sending vibration to shift their consciousness. And giving with love. You know, food is nothing, jam. But Dadi with love, Baba with love, feeding in that soul should understand what is Shiv Baba, God. For God's work, this house is being used. And that thought enters in her mind. Very subtle, eh? No show off. Nowadays, sometimes we are doing services outside show off. But what is happening in the soul, we have to see. Message is okay. But if you want to transform the sakash, the pure love, connecting their thoughts with God, God's work is happening. Purification of this world, transformation of this world, releasing the world from sorrow. Only Shiv Baba is doing, right? Because he is free from karmic accounts. So Shiv Baba's work, she understood, went back quietly, brought back the key. Dadi, here is the key, tell Baba. Baba's work can continue. You understand? This is our very subtle to discern. When we are dealing with souls, not to only look at outside, but what that even simple soul can do God's work. Connect with God, with Baba, and give them that, you know, love of Baba. So Dadi taught us these things. She says, these are the subtle ones, you know, such a discernment power. And Brahma Baba, sitting in Mount Abu, doing seva. Even we, Baba's children, those who did not see Sakar Baba, Baba invoked. Once Jagdish Bhai told us one story more. Eh? Jagdish Bhai said, it was 11 p.m. He was talking to Brahma Baba. Brahma Baba's intellect connected with the whole world means for service.
my children will come here, my double foreign children will come here, they will like this picture. You can see the mind intellect invoking souls to come to God's home. So once Jagdishbhai said, and it was 11 p.m., Baba's intellect, and he's sharing these thoughts to Jagdishbhai. And then one who looks after Baba, he said, Jagdishbhai, you go back, please, go back to your room, sleep, let Baba sleep. So then he went back, but his heart is connecting with Baba still, and he saw Baba's light is still on. Baba is still thinking. And then he went back. Said, Baba, you are still on godly service. Yes, child. How can Baba sleep when my children of the world are suffering? You got it? You know, remember he asked a senior BK, did you sleep well last night? That soul said, yes, Baba, very good sleep I had. Baba said, did you finish the work of releasing sorrow in this world? How can you sleep? Oh, I say, very good sleep. You see, discernment power, godly service, very subtle work we are doing on this earth in Sangam Yuga. Yeah? So I like to finish here with lot of stories. If you wish to ask anything, you can ask. We have 4 minutes. You want mic? Aise bolo.
Yeah, so Sister Om Shanti, how do I know that I have discerned correctly in any situation? What are the signs that will tell me that I am correct? And second question is, Didi, how to free yourself from subtle sanskars of sadness.
Aapka kya tha?
Sorry? I was just going to ask you about Japan, how you land up doing service in Japan, what kind of culture it is, okay. And what kind of challenges you face, okay. And how you overcome
just,
that.
Okay. So, first question, discernment is in Hindi is parakhne ki shakti. So, these 3 things you can keep in your intellect. I told you, charity and sin. Profit and loss, soul conscious and body conscious. These 3 awarenesses you need. Then you will know where you are going. If you are doing charitable thoughts, charitable words, charitable action, then the result of that charitable action, motivation. Motivation. You will be motivated with that energy, isn't it? No sadness then. So the sign of you are doing accurate, your discernment is not like analyzing and processing. It's not like that. I analyze and I process. This is, Baba said, parakhne ki shakti is based on wisdom of having contrast in your intellect. The awareness of charity and sin. Baba also gave this in the Murli many times this, that vyarth and sumarth, waste and powerful. Yeah, so you are doing with soul conscious words speaking accurate, and the result will be cooperation is coming from others to you. That means accurate discernment, isn't it? So when you are doing the with soul conscious way, charitable action, uplifting other souls, those souls are connecting with Baba, they will be helping God's work. That is accurate discernment, isn't it? So you are connecting with Baba, not with you, but with Baba. They will be cooperative in God's work. Huh? These are spiritual signals. It's not a something physical, I am doing discernment accurate or not. This is not like this. Awareness and right action. In the souls will be either connected with Baba and they will be cooperating in the task of Baba. Yeah. Because you are discerning for Baba's work. Isn't it? Yeah. And the sadness is suppression, isn't it? Some or another, in 63 births I have done something wrong, action in my life, and that there is a suppression. sadness. That is the account I, the soul, have. So, now Baba is giving the soul two things, sukh and shanti. Sukh. Sukh is not physical facility. Sukh is belongingness. So you now belong to Eternal Father, Baba. Once you realize that, and when you start to feel Baba's belonging feeling, belonging in Hindi is a very nice word, apnapan. Because the soul has been, you know, away from Baba, Eternal Father, for almost 5,000 years. And now only in confluence age we are meeting Baba. Right? So that eternal relationship, anadi, anadi relationship experience the soul receives from Baba and experiences apnapan, belongingness, then only that sadness will go. Because that's what the soul is looking for. That real belonging feelings, cure feelings. That in the human relationship we cannot get. Because everyone is looking for that. So they all want the same. Only Baba can give because he's so secure, Baba. Right? In Paramdham. So Shiv Baba, a beneficial energy in the world. Right? So once you have built the relationship with Baba, not just do ordinary relation, haan, wo mera baap hai. Yeah, yeah, he's my father. Recognize, this is the soul. In out of 8 billion people in the world, this is the soul, you know, to whom I'm looking for, to experience his wisdom, vibrations, the love, the happiness, guidance for my life now. We are looking for that soul. And that soul himself has come on earth to give you, through Murli, the guidance. So you have to recognize Baba, recognize his task, you know, and you experience that eternal relationship with Baba. So that's why during the day, stay more observing stage and keep connecting with Baba. You know, like not too much get involved in the scene of drama, correcting people, comparing with people, giving comments here, there, you know. Don't use your mind for this work. That's what Brahma Baba did. He did not use his mind to give comments about anything, correction about anything. He understood the part of soul. That's why Brahma Baba, very good, you know, effort, did not waste anything. So that's what we can do. Is it clear? Go into that feeling. Yeah. The seva in Japan is Buddhist country, and not everyone, you know, believes in God, and it is a people believe in work is worship. You show through your life everything. Your vibrations, your attitude, your behavior. If you can, you think there is a God, then you show through your life, then we will experience, you know. Not show big, big pictures, show off songs, drama, no. It is through your attitude and life. That's what they like to see. So now, Om Shanti.